Susan turned. Lady Lejeune's hat and dress had become even more tattered, and she was shedding sequins. And then there was the matter of the face. An exquisite mask on a bone structure like fine china, which had been made up by a clown. Probably a blind clown. And one who was wearing boxing gloves. In a fog. Lady Lejeune looked at the world through panda eyes, and her lipstick touched her mouth only by accident. "You don't look insane," lied Susan. "As such."
"Thank you, but sanity is defined by the majority, I'm afraid. Do you know the saying, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts?"
"Of course." Susan scanned the rooftops for a way down. She did not need this. The thing seemed to want to talk, or rather to chatter aimlessly.
"It is an insane statement. It is a nonsense. But now I believe that it is true."
"Good. That lift should be getting down about now." Slivers of blue light, like trout slipping through a stream, danced around the elevator door. The auditors gathered. They had been learning. Many of them had acquired weapons, and a number of them had taken care not to communicate to the others that gripping something offensive in the hand seemed a very natural thing to do. It spoke to something right down in the back of the brain. It was therefore unfortunate that when a couple of them pulled open the elevator door, it was to reveal, slightly melting in the middle of the floor, a cherry liqueur chocolate. The scent wafted. There was only one survivor, and when Miss Tangerine ate the chocolate, there wasn't even that.
End of CD 8.